morning. Give yourself a round of applause for getting up. Or don't give yourself a round of applause for waking up. Good to see you. It is Remembrance Sunday. We aim to finish by about 10:14-ish. So that those of you who want to be free to go to the Market Square can do so. There is no, what's the word, supervised creche, but creche facilities are there if you need to go there. And also, we haven't set up the overflow. Looks like a good decision. But the screen is on, and if you've got a child who you would be more comfortable with at some point, there is no long sermon, otherwise it wouldn't be 10:14 by the time we finish. But if you want to go out the back and supervise, keep your child with you, that is absolutely great. Could we have the first slide up, Philip, please? Just something to look at for a moment or two. But be warned, I'm going to ask questions on it later. So Poppy is a big part of Remembrance Sunday, different places. We were just having a conversation before we started as to when was the last poppy actually seen in the fields this year? You know, is global warming giving us poppies that might eventually still be growing in November? But basically the four men that were out there couldn't agree, so we think it was maybe September time that the last poppies were seen. It's an important symbol, part of Remembrance Sunday for many people. So we'll have some focus on that and definitely focus on the Lord our God. So stand if you're able and we'll declare his greatness.
Thank you. sings my soul, my Saviour, God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. Do sit down and we'll pray together. Father God, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit who is in us and with us, leads us, guides us, speaks to us, protects us, holds us close to you. And this morning, as thousands, millions of people will be remembering people who've given their lives as sacrifice, we pray for those individuals who still just grieve deeply and hurt enormously for the losses that they will have experienced and encountered. We pray that as people come together today to recognize before you that you are the loving, caring God, and we pray that you will enter into loads of hearts this morning to give them your presence, to give them your comfort. And as we're gathered together and mixing thoughts of remembrance and thoughts about you, we pray that you will enable us to see you as the Lord who is high and lifted high, and the one who is here with us. And we thank you for that. Lord, we pray this morning for Jill Reeves in hospital, waiting tests and treatment for her anemia. Just pray that you'll give her the sense of you being there with her, and those who are concerned for her, we just pray that you will just simply be there for them. And Father, we thank you that as we gather together today, we can rejoice and celebrate in your goodness. Amen. So just with the poppy theme a little bit longer, nothing on the screen yet, Philip. How many separate pictures were there? Put your hands up. Nope. Five. Okay. What was different about the long picture at the bottom? And don't say you couldn't read the writing. Gordon. That's what it was. That's not what made it different.
Different poppers, all single
poppers. No. Nope, it's the only ones that had something. Green leaves. How many were there in the smallest picture? Sorry? She counted the big one. Three, absolutely. Venice, how many were there in the big one? Okay. So, yes, she's played this game before, you see. All sorts of different ones, and that particular one that Gordon picked out absolutely right was, I can see it. you possibly can't see from right there, but it goes 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, 50s, 60s, 80s, and 2023. The 2023 says plastic free. And I hadn't seen before, but we'll return to these later, that the British Legion have brought out. I'm going to give them away to any children who would like them, but they have to have the parents' permission first. Those of you who've been to Holiday Bible Club, and we give 200 of them out, will know that you then attempt to talk to everybody and they're all going endlessly. But I don't know if these are new for this year, but I got 20 of them, and there aren't 20 children here, so if there are any adults who want one, I really don't want to take them all home. Martin, I don't think you should take one to the market square and use it part way through, although they are British Legion issue. And I can't even see on my little screen, but the they have names. So 1920s was cotton, 1930s satin, 1940s cardboard, 1950s felt. Remember those, don't you, dear? 1960s fabric, 1980s paper and plastic, and 2023 plastic 3. So while we're remembering, who's in my small group? Two over there, one over there, one down there. They all know that something's coming. So we had a challenge this week to remember these three verses. We're using the Bible Society Bible course, it's in Proverbs and similar. And so these three verses were printed out, sent home for them to remember. We had a conversation about the different ways people set about remembering Bible verses. Which I can't remember most of the answers. It used to be cut it on a card and put it on the windowsill where you do the washing up. Well, nobody does the washing up anymore, do they? You can't put it actually in the dishwasher. Then everybody pointed at Heather and said, oh, you make up a tune and sing it. Have you got a tune for any of these yet? If you didn't hear that, well, I'm not singing it. Yes, she will often go for a dog walk and come back with a tune. Have you got a tune for any of these? I won't ask you to sing it, I promise. Vaguely. Could you pop them on the screen? So there are the three verses. Jan, which one would you like to remember? No, actually, I'm not going to pick on our small group. They worked hard enough. So here's the challenge. We will come back to these later. I will read them for the sake of the recording and to help. Proverbs 15, verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Not irrelevant to today. Proverbs 17, 22. A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And we did say, it's a shame the next verse doesn't go with it. There's a danger, you just sometimes learn verses out of context. So the next verse is... direct your paths, that one, yes. So I'll leave those there for just a second while I check what I'm doing next. And we'll come back to those later. So the next thing was going to be for the children. And not reckoning that the children are here are incapable of colouring, it was going to be a challenge. If you like, in one sense, to reclaim the rainbow, to very carefully draw inside the lines till you've got, is it seven? Seven crosses inside the cross. So if it helps any grown-ups to concentrate, these are here. And if any of the children would like one and come and grab some pens, you can come and grab one and some pens to colour it in. So, seriously, some adults really do like to doodle, don't you, Alistair? Well, Catherine, right? She's not here. So, yes, do feel free to take one of those. So at this point, are there any children here who would like a slap band? Do you want one? Come get one. Or I'll come to you. Oh, come on. I'll meet you at the front. Choose your colour. There you go. Oh. Oh. I'll tell you what's going on in a sec, all right? Here you go. Choose a colour. Purple. What colour would you like? Blue? Yeah? Yes. You sure you don't need to take two home? So we were just saying, remember at Holiday Club we had those? Yeah? Slap bands. And the poppy, the British Legion brought them out. So you can have one if you'd like to choose a colour. Any grown-ups, when we're singing and people are stood up, so you know, have you all got one on the back row? Has anybody missed out? What colour would you like? Pink. Actually, it could be like the Frisbee competition, couldn't it? Jan wants one. Oh, yeah. We're not going to finish at 10:14. Philip? Yeah.
These are all the children.
Yeah. Anybody else?
The green one.
You need, same colour. Okay. I didn't ask why he needed another one. That was a mistake, wasn't it? But oh, you can have a pink one or a pink one.
I love a pink one.
There you go. Do you think I could miss all the heads, Anne, in getting to you? She has a granddaughter called Poppy. There you go. So, could you just blank that screen then for a second, Philip? Anybody brave enough? One of those verses. Heather? Yes, good. That's it. I haven't got any left. You can't have a prize. What about a gentle answer? You win. And a cheerful heart is good. You weren't here when we put them on the screen, were you? Oh, you still got that? Oh, brilliant. Okay. Let's bring some songs of worship to the God who is with us. And when we trust in him and lean on him, he really is with us. I'm going to sing two songs. Ah, sorry, not. We're going to do the notices. Thank you, Helen. to just repeat, there's no supervision activity for children or creche, but the rooms are there if you do want to go out with your children. I'm glad you said this, otherwise I would be in trouble with Ellen. I'm not sure if there are any Sunday club parents here. This is really important about Christmas and when the practices are going to be. I mean, if you have a neighbour or someone who've got children in Sunday club and you want to take one for them, that would be brilliant. But that's important to get that excuse me, filled in ahead of Christmas. T&C, what? Terms and conditions. Oh, voting will be open. Oh, tea and coffee. I'm glad she came. We are having tea and coffee. And if you're going down to the Market Square, we'll let you go first in the queue to get your coffee. Public facilities are at the far end by the bus station. And to pray about and for Becca Treby and family. She's been baptised in Birmingham today with her university friends. And just as these things go together, John and Enid are there because their granddaughter goes to the same church and is being baptised at the same time. So Birmingham Biggleswade link. So do remember those. Okay, let's stand and sing songs of worship. Just tells us so much about Jesus, champion, risen one, reigning over all, star of the morning, always there with us so much, and you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we thank you that we come to the Father, Lord Jesus, through you. Amen. Thank you. you sit down? So, looking at the clock, I think we've got a 7-minute message. Seven being a perfect number, I understand. So, those of you who don't know, we use something called Energize for our Sunday Club material, and it has 4 or 5 different levels, including a 15-plus level. So consider yourself all very young, because some of the thoughts have come from the 15-plus level. And around Remembrance Day, there's a question to ask to young people, and I really won't pick on the 5 of you on the back row, okay? So relax. There you go. I said I wouldn't. Is it relevant to young people? Is it more relevant if they might know someone who has been involved in the military, Army, Navy, rescue forces, those sorts of things? Do they see the point of remembrance to today? And if not, why not? I read that, I thought, okay, see the value of the question. Alongside of it, I thought, could ask the same question of our young people about God and church and faith. Do they see the relevance? Are they more likely to love God and know God if their family are Christians? Or has maybe it put them off at some point in some ways? But what Energize was suggesting is Remembrance Day is relevant to everyone. People fight wars. People protect their countries to be able to live with privileges, with freedom. And at times in history, as we know, because we're mostly way over 15, there's been all sorts of times when that has been the case of freedom and people being protected. And I know we often say, oh, there is so much going on around the world in terms of war and oppression. I do sometimes wonder, has it always been there, or is it News 24 that makes us just so much aware of everything that is going on everywhere? Those songs were chosen deliberately for a key word. We won't do a quiz. And that word was all. All times, all people, all places, all reasons, whatever. In those situations, in all of those things, God is there. And it's the same today, that wherever strife, war, oppression is going on and causing death and famine and heartache, that God is there in that. And it's an opportunity, at the very least, to remember and pray for those people in those circumstances and to give thanks to God for all that He does for us. So, because it was in the special occasions part of our teaching material, what other celebrations have we got? Birthdays, Christmas, New Year, New Year's Eve, anniversaries. Anniversaries can be of all sorts, can't they? They can be a sad memory of something or a really pleasant memory of something. At this point, in all seriousness, if we were doing this with a group, we'd have a real long conversation about what other things are there in terms of anniversaries and remembering. But to turn it back to the screen, please, Phil. We know of Jesus as the great teacher. We know of people who say about Jesus, he was a really good teacher. And I like that bit of what he said. I got that bit. I don't really agree with that bit, what he said. but can't get hold of the notion that he's not just a teacher, he's a person who is still wanting to be part of our lives. And not grasping perhaps sometimes the, well, I don't really get that, that actually until we get him, we won't necessarily get that. And he wanted his disciples to remember him. He talked to them a lot. This verse figures really high. Sorry, it's a poor choice of colour that looked perfectly readable on the laptop. I can't see it at the back, so I'm going to have to rely here, so apologies. Greater love has no man than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. That verse will be quoted in remembrance gatherings all across the country and perhaps across the world. And that added thing that one man, one person, Jesus laid down his life and calls us friends. I don't know about your relationship understanding of God. Some people struggle with the notion of being a friend of God. For other people, it's so absolutely amazing that God wants to be our friend. So it's good to remember and celebrate the fun things, isn't it? Like birthdays, Christmases. But Jesus told us in the passage to remember other things, even if they're not fun. And when we come to share communion together, it's to remember his death. But it's also to remind ourselves that he is alive forevermore. That things that are not a fun event can actually help us grow and know him better. But to remember today that many of those things that are being remembered were not fun events, but have helped people to live in freedom and enjoy that. So we're going to sing an Easter song because it's a day to really also know the reassurance that the risen Jesus is with us all the time, all the way, in all the places. And you can relax. I'm not going to ask you if you've remembered the verses yet. keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his glory. To him be glory, power and dominion for ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
If you do want to have a minute or two prayer with anyone, there's space down here. If you want to get through for your tea and coffee quickly, that's absolutely fine. Bless you.